Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Ah, Leslie, you know, there's nothing more relaxing than a nice warm bath.
Yeah, but who has the time? We've gone from a nation of bathers to a shower society, and plumbing fixture designers are helping you turn your shower into a spa-like massage.
Read Turn Your Boring Bath Into a Power Shower when you hit MoneyPit.com. Just click on Ideas and Tips, then click Repair and Improve.
And for answers to any home improvement or home repair questions, give us a call right now. 888-MONEYPIT.
Coast and floorboards the shingles. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Call us now with your home improvement question. Call us now with your do-it-yourself dilemma. We are here to help you get the job done. Getting chilly out? Are you starting to pay those energy bills? Oh, my God. I got the first one.
They're only going to get worse. That's all I have
one.
To say.
It's always the first one that hurts, you know?
And then I guess
you
get used to it. It's a shock to the system.
Exactly. So if you've got an energy leaker in your house somewhere, maybe you want to change your doors, your windows, add some weather stripping, pick up the phone and give us a call right now at 1-888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974. Coming up this hour, getting dishes clean has never been easier. That happened to me after I had kids. All of a sudden, it got easy.
Free labor.
But dishwashers have actually come a long way over the last few decades. Does yours have all the bells and whistles? Do you really need them? Is it worth paying for them? How do you know if the dishwasher is going to be energy and labor efficient so you don't just stress and strain while you're doing it? We're going to tell you in just a bit.
And also this hour, are you finding that when it rains, it pours into your house? Well, if the water is making its way into your home, it can only mean trouble because water intrusion can cause structural damage and become a health hazard if you find that mold is going to develop, and it will. We're going to tell you how to keep water out for good.
Also ahead, when does a draft actually help keep your house warmer? It's a riddle. Well, when it's in the attic, find out why drafty attics are a really good thing, and you really can't have too much air up there. We're going to teach you why that can actually make the air below the insulation a lot warmer and more comfortable all winter long.
And being the happy givers that we are, we've got a great prize for you guys this hour. It is $150 worth of Minwax products. Woo. It's a sampling of stains and finishes. It's going to protect all of your woodwork, and I bet you can create one, two, if not dozens of projects with this.
That's worth having around just when I scratch something. You know, you can touch
true.
It up. You got a total kit there. Do everything you need to do. So we're going to help you get those jobs done, but you got to help yourself and pick up the phone right now. 1-888-MONEYPIT. Leslie, who's first?
Ooh, going far north with Kathy in Alaska. Welcome. How can we help you?
We have an older home. When we moved in, there's a lot of telephone wires and cable wires all, like, wrapped around the outside of the house running mm-hmm. from the box all over the place. And we're trying to get some of that cleaned up and move out of the way so we can paint. And we have been told that if we start, because these wires seem to not be connected to anything. Mm-hmm. We were told, like, especially the telephone wires, if we went to take those off, that we could disconnect the telephone wires and mess the whole thing up. But we have some running all over the place, the outside, and we just, how do we begin to clean this mess up?
Well, certainly if you happen to take down the active telephone line, you could disconnect your service. But if you say it's not connected to anything, then it's just a matter of tracing that wire and seeing where it goes. I know what you mean, because a lot of times over the years, utility companies and cable companies use subcontractors as installers, mm-hmm. and they get paid by the job. So the faster they get the house wired and onto the next one, the more money they make. And that
and
ends
they
up
never
with a
disassemble
lot of,
the old stuff.
Yeah, it ends up with a lot of very sloppy wiring around the country. And so, you know, your options are to try to do it yourself. very carefully if you can identify which of the live or not. But if not, you know what? It might be worth just spending $75 or $100 on the skills of an electrician that can test all the circuits, identify which are hot, and pull down all the rest that are not. It'll look a lot neater, and you'll be a lot more happy, and you can get the house painted.
Okay, great. Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome, Kathy. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Now we've got John from North Carolina who's working on the bathroom. What's going on at your house?
Yeah, I'm a big fan, and I just started listening to the Money Pit.
All right.
Thank you.
I've got limited lighting in my bathrooms, and I've got a small lighted fan in the ceiling. And I was wondering if anybody would make like a track lighting with the fan that I could install, because I've gone to Home Depot and Lowe's, and the ones that they've got are just big, and personally, I think they're ugly looking.
Now, are you using a ceiling fan in the bathroom for ventilation purposes, or are you using it to keep cool?
You know, I've got an exhaust fan in there, and I've just got just a plain square one in there now, and I was wondering if they made any type of...
There's actually a really beautiful, very simple venting fan for the bath. It looks just like a hi-hat. You know those ceiling cans, those recessed lightings? It looks exactly like that. Very simple. You would have no idea that there is a fan mechanism attached to it. All of that is in the space above. What is the name of the company? It's with the B, Tom. Brohn.
Brohn, yes.
Brohn makes it. And it's beautiful. And so you can put...
B-R-O-A-M?
B-R-O-A-N, yes, correct. And once you get the fan dealt with, so you have the ventilation solved, then you could look into a number of different lighting options. Mm-hmm. You mentioned track lighting.
Or even add other hi-hats.
Yeah, exactly. And we could all look the same.
Okay.
You know, when they make the combined unit that has the light and the fan together, the lights are never very bright. They're usually about 60 watts. And you know what? That just doesn't do it in the bathroom. Yeah, it just doesn't do it in the bathroom.
No, this is perfect. Believe me, we put one in our house, and it is great for shaving, putting on makeup. You can put a dimmer on it and relax in the tub. It's a great light.
John, thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Thank you.
Now we've got Betsy in Vermont who's working on a project for the kitchen. How can we help?
I want to build a 2x3 cutting board. Should I use plywood? And then what is food-grade linseed oil, and where would I find it?
Well, that's an interesting question. So you want to build a cutting board, and, well, plywood, I guess you could, but I would much prefer to see you use a hardwood.
Mm-hmm.
So you would probably want to use an oak or a maple or a birch or a poplar.
And what's interesting, if you choose one of those types of wood, you can get simple 1x1 or 1x2 stock lumber and stack them all together so you almost get that butcher block feel.
Mm-hmm.
And in terms of the finish on it, you can use vegetable oil, which mm-hmm. is fine. Made tons of garden cutting boards over the years with just vegetable oils. Or if you get a food-grade linseed oil, you may have to order that from a specialty shop because you're not going to find that at a hardware store or a home center, but that certainly is another option.
Okay, so I go for birch, oak, or...
Or walnut, you know, one of the hardwoods, poplar. Yeah, but plywood's going to be too soft for that.
Okay, thank you much.
Got a home improvement problem? Got a home improvement dilemma? We can help. So call in your home repair, your home improvement question 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at 1-888-MONEY-PIT.
888-666-3974. Up next, are you shopping for a new dishwasher? We're going to give you some ideas to help you choose one that's going to work for you and not against you.
Money Pit!
If you have trouble sleeping because of stuffy air, or if your floors and furniture feel sticky, it's not the heat, it's the humidity. During milder weather, when your air conditioner isn't running, humidity levels can rise unchecked. Whether it's mold and mildew or musty smells invading your home, an April Air Central dehumidifier will help eliminate excess moisture and get you back on your way to a comfortable, healthy home and a good night's sleep. Call your heating and cooling contractor today or visit aprilair.com. April Air, fresh ideas for indoor air.
Soaring energy prices, brutal insurance rates, variable rate loans that go nowhere but up. These are very tough times for homeowners.
So we decided to do something about it.
That's right. We partnered with the American Homeowners Association to create a program to ease the squeeze on American homeowners.
And we're so sure that you're going to save tons of money using this unique membership that we're going to give you a month for free.
Not only that, we'll give you a pair of top-notch electronic tools from Zircon, the LaserBall 360, and the Stud Sensor i60 just for becoming a member.
You will save money with your membership. We guarantee it.
Call 1-866-REAL-HOME. That's 1-866-REAL-HOME. It's a no-brainer.
But you're going to have to be one of our first 1,000 members, so call right now at 1-866-REAL-HOME.
Table saw. 18-volt drill driver. 8-piece combo kit.
You don't have to just wish you had the power tools you really want. With Ryobi, you can actually afford them. Ryobi Power Tools. Professional features, affordable prices. And they sound really good, too. Ryobi. Exclusively at the Home Depot.
Wouldn't it be great if you never had to worry about running out of hot water? Do you want to pay less money to heat water for your home? How about this? A $300 credit on this year's taxes. All of those things can be yours with a Rheem tankless water heater.
A Rheem tankless water heater is backed up by more than 80 years of trusted quality and a reliable reputation, and provides as much hot water as you want when you want it. You can run the dishwasher, your washing machine, and shower at the same time and still have plenty of hot water left over. And Rheem tankless water heaters qualify for a $300 federal energy efficiency tax credit through the end of 2007. So if you're in the market for a new water heater and you never want to run out of hot water again, now is a great time to go tankless.
Plenty of hot water, energy efficiency, and a $300 tax credit. What more could you want? Relax. It's Rheem. Visit Rheem.com to learn more. That's R-H-E-E-M.com.
This portion of the Money Pit is brought to you by Ryobi, manufacturer of professional feature power tools and accessories, with an affordable price for the do-it-yourselfer. Ryobi Power Tools, pro features, affordable price. Available exclusively at the Home Depot. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Making good homes better. Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. And you should give us a call right now at 1-888-MONEYPIT, because one caller that we talk to this hour is going to get the answer to whatever home improvement situation is going on at their house right now, plus a handy toolbox prize package. And it's from the folks at Minwax. It's worth $150, and it includes a selection of wood stains, protective finishes. It's all in convenient half-pipe cans, and it's all packed up in a reusable toolbox, which is so handy. Got to be in it to win it, though, and that number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT.
888-666-3974. Okay, now is the time of year when we spend a lot of time inside the house, and might be one of those times when you're thinking about perhaps replacing some appliances, including your dishwasher. I know a lot of folks do it this time of year now, before the holiday season, and you start really having to run those multiple loads through. But if you're going to buy a dishwasher, what are the features that are absolutely the must-haves? Well, first off, make sure it's Energy Star rated. It's hard to believe, but I know that there are still some out there that are not. But you got to buy an Energy Star rated
dishwasher. I can't believe that's even allowed.
I know. It's crazy. Buy one that's Energy Star rated. It's a government program that where manufacturers compete to make dishwashers that are most energy efficient. That's absolutely critical. All appliances, exactly. Next, look for button controls as opposed to a large knob. It's a lot easier to handle. And in fact, some of the controls now are cool because they're actually on the top of the door of the dishwasher. You don't actually have to see them, which gives you a very sleek, kind of gorgeous look. And they're easy to use, especially if you have aches and pains or arthritis or anything like that. Make sure you can slide the racks in and out without any trouble, even when they're full. And maybe even consider one of these cool high-tech new drawer-style dishwashers, which I absolutely love. They look like, I guess, two big sort of bread drawers.
Yeah,
a good way to explain it. And half of the dishwasher, you can run half a load, but you pull the drawer out to put stuff in and push it back in. You can run a half a load, or you can do both drawers and do the full load.
Yeah, and both drawers are still full size and full depth, so it's not like you can't get a platter into one versus the other.
Plenty of room. So remember, Energy Star, and take a look at those controls and the size and the shape. You'll get one that is easy to use and will save you money at the same time. Got a question about your appliances? Got a question about your kitchen? Got a question about your floor? We're here to take it. 1-888-MONEYPIT. Let's get back to the phones.
Now we've got Kevin in Nevada who's got some birds getting in the house. How is it happening?
We've got the soffits going in underneath the roof line for airflow that's going in there, and it's already got some sort of grating in there, but they seem to be strong enough to be punching those out and bending them in.
Oh, boy. Persistent little buggers, aren't they?
Yeah. And I had in the past, I've gone to one of the home improvement stores and got the kind of a thicker one that has got the grate, and then they've got some metal in front of it, but it seems to restrict some of the airflow. And the places where they're hitting now are not as easy to get to. So I just didn't know if there was something that you guys could suggest that would help with this issue.
Well, in the soffit, the best material to use in the soffit is perforated soffit vent material, which would you have a wood plywood there now with vents in the middle of it? Is that what you have?
Yes.
Yeah, and so that's it's a perfect material for the birds to sort of get at. And as the plywood gets, you know, involved in the environmental conditions, it's going to sort of weaken anyway. So there is a plastic material that's a full continuous piece that's built for the soffit that's continually vented. So it's actually providing better venting as well.
And they also have aluminum vented soffit material, too. It's totally pierced, so it lets lots of air in. So those are two things you can do if you want to replace the soffit material. If you're just trying to discourage the birds from attacking these individual vents, another thing you might want to do is get some pigeon wire, which is usually aluminum or stainless steel wire that looks kind of spiky, and attach it upside down to the vent area. When they get near it, they'll come in contact with the spike and be dissuaded from trying to get into that space.
Oh, okay, great.
And that's available at home centers, also seen it online. Pretty inexpensive stuff, and it's pretty effective, and it's humane. Mm-hmm. They
yeah,
just
the
don't
birds will
be
only
it.
Do it once.
Yeah, well, perfect. That's all I need.
All right, Kevin, thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Thanks a lot.
Now we've got Betty, who's got a problem with the deck. What's happening?
When we built our house, they put the deck on after the siding was put on.
Mm-hmm.
And so they put the board that, like the 2x8 or 10, whatever it is, that they put, you know, first up against your
to
house.
To the house, yeah.
Well, if you got siding underneath, and it's Masonite siding, and that stuff really is not very good siding. And I was wondering, is there a way to keep the water? The water is, from the deck is going back and getting back behind that the board that holds the deck on.
Right, yeah, and that's unsafe.
And it's and it's deteriorating the siding. Is there any way to keep the water from going back behind there?
At this point, no, because it was built incorrectly. The way to do this is when the siding is off, the deck box beam is flash, so the flashing actually goes over the deck box beam and up under the siding. So is there a way to stop it now with it built?
With the entire deck in place?
Yeah, no, not really. You know, you'd have to replace the siding or pull the deck box beam off. It's a pretty major repair. Yeah, and that hardboard siding, you know, eventually, Betty, you're going to have to replace all of that. It's an awful stuff. I was in the home inspection business for 20 years, and whenever I saw homes that had that composite siding, I used to tell folks it was fine as long as you painted it every day before you went to work. The stuff just melts.
Yeah.
It just melts.
I've kept it painted real good, and I haven't had any trouble anywhere but there.
Yeah, because the water is trapped against it. So maybe it's worth doing the repair.
Yeah. Well, I added a board on top of the deck, you know, about a 1 inch, and that keeps the water out away from it.
Yeah, but it's not a weatherproofing repair, Betty. And what you don't understand is that if that starts to rot away the connection, this deck can become very unsafe. So it really needs to be done correctly.
Mike in Wisconsin is looking to finish up his basement. How can we help?
Hi, guys. I love your show.
Hey, thanks.
So I've got a 100-year-old house that the basement walls are made of limestone, and they're crumbling. So my wife and I have decided to have the house lifted and new walls, the old walls excavated out, new walls put in. And the question I have is, what would you think would be a better material to use, poured concrete or cinder block, as far as cost-effectiveness, either way, that type of thing? I wonder if you could help me out.
Well, my top choice would be poured concrete if you have the accessibility and can do it. But when you're doing a house lift like that, you know, sometimes site access is the issue, and it may be easier to do this with a concrete block than poured concrete. I would say if you have room to get the forms in there, Mike, I would go with the poured concrete. But, you know, that being said, if you don't have the room, there's absolutely nothing wrong with using a concrete block foundation if it's properly assembled. I hope that you have a good engineer on this project, because this is not a project that should be done by anyone less than that.
Right. Okay.
Because it's a tricky operation to get the weight off that wall and dig out the old one and then rebuild the new one and then gently get the weight back on it.
Right. I understand. Yeah, I've already got an engineer lined up to at least start looking at the site for me.
Yeah, you want an engineer to supervise this project. Not only do you want to make sure that it's going to go successfully, your house is not going to come tumbling down, but when it comes time to sell the house, some questions might come up about the work that was done on the foundation. If you have an engineer certification that it was done up to their specifications and their design, that's as good as a pedigree on the structure of your house.
Well, super. I really appreciate you guys giving me a lot of great information. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, Mike. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974. You know, painting your house, do it yourself. Mm. Replacing your foundation, not so much.
And it's a really interesting process. Around where I live, there were several homes around the town that happened to just be repouring their foundations around the same time. And it was interesting to watch these homes completely moved and lifted. I mean, what a nightmare. If you're that homeowner, you're just watching in disbelief as your house is completely...
It is pretty fascinating. You know, the one of the techniques that they use is called needle beaming.
Mm-hmm.
And imagine taking a girder and threading it through the old foundation as if it was a needle, you know, a thread through a needle.
That is insane.
And then they lift the beam up, and of course that lifts the house, and now there's no weight on the foundation. They can get under there and replace it. It's pretty a challenging process, but if you got to do it, that's the way to go.
All right, now we've got Rick in Texas who's got a question about propane. What's going on?
Well, I've got a propane tank at our house, and I want to use some vent-free fireplace logs, and I was wondering if there's any danger, if I need to worry anything about like carbon monoxide, if I have my vent closed on my chimney and I run these vent-free propane logs.
Absolutely. Now, when you say a vent-free propane log, I'm not following you on that. This is a ceramic log for a fireplace that's designed to work with a gas fireplace. Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
And when you say vent-free, are you telling me that the log is manufactured to be so small that you don't have to vent it?
That's correct.
Well, look, I don't like unvented fireplaces, never have, for a bunch of reasons, one of which is carbon monoxide, and the second of which is moisture. When you burn natural gas or propane, the off gas on that is 80% water vapor. So now you're putting acidic water vapor into the house air. Even if it is so low that it doesn't have carbon monoxide in it, it's still a bad idea, so mm-hmm. I would recommend against it.
All right, that makes sense. Thank you.
You're welcome, Rick. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT.
And the acidic water vapor is really what deteriorates so many of the interior linings of chimneys. That's why so many people have to get their chimneys lined. And so it really could do a whole host of problems to the house.
Not to mention, you know, anything else that's metal in the area, including outlets, light switches, things like that. So just generally a bad idea.
More great home improvement advice coming up, including information on the upcoming winter. It's going to be cold soon, and you know that winter weather could be super rough on you and your house. So we're going to have some tips on stopping winter water leaks and drafts before they get into your home. So stick around.
You live in a money pit.
The Money Pit is being brought to you by, well, by us. Get a $1,000 guarantee that the contractor you hire gets the job done right with your new Money Pit American Homeowners Association membership. And get $50 in Zircon tools if you join in the next 30 minutes. Call now, 866-REAL-HOME. That's 866-REAL-HOME. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. So before we left you for a second, we were talking about water. Winter
yes.
weather, water mm-hmm. gets in your house. It can really be a problem. And in fact, the water intrusion, if it does get into your house, is one of the quickest ways to create problems in your home.
It's also very tricky in the wintertime because get the ice that sort of, you know, lays in wait and creates sort of like the dams and the diversions. So it shoots
it
water in different places.
Yeah. And then cracks things open. So you really got to be careful, especially in the cooler temperatures around the country, because not only can it cause structural damage to your home, but it can encourage mold growth behind the walls where you can't see it. And you'll never know it's there until somebody's not feeling well or it finally shows itself. And something as simple as the right kind of flashing when you're doing projects can really make a big difference. And usually you hear the word flashing, you're thinking that old metal kind. It's probably the first thing that you're thinking of. And it's still around and people are still using it. But you should know that there's more modern materials that are available for flashing. They're really made to do the job much, much, much better. And one of the products that Tom and I love is Grace Vicor Plus. It's flexible, it's pliable, it's easy to install.
Yeah, and this type of flashing is also not only self-adhering, but the flexibility of it is what makes it work. Because, you know, let's face it, it's hard to make a flashing seam if you can't bend the stuff around the corners. And so if it is flexible, it makes a lot of sense, and it really seals them up. And it's one thing, it's one job you want to do is just a single time and have it work to keep those windows and those doors and those roof eaves and the plumbing vents as tight as they possibly can. Keep that water out of your house, not only in the winter, but all year long. If you want some more information, it's at Grace at Home. It's graceathome.com. Or call us if you've got a leak that maybe has been a bit difficult to deal with and you don't know how to handle it. We'll help you get to the bottom of it. The number is 1-888-MONEY-PIT. Who's next?
Mike in Florida's got a venting question. What's happening at your house?
Well, I'm remodeling my kitchen, and I'm trying to install the microwave oven, which would duct up to through the attic. And it's got like a... The microwave oven itself, on the top of that, where the vent would go, it's like 3.5 by 10 inches. Now, it's an older house, and it has from the roof line coming down, is a 7-inch diameter, stainless steel tube. And I got to connect that up to that, but where the holes and all are cut for the cabinetry and the matching coming down for the tube, they don't line up. So is there a way that I can use, like, flexible tubing and hook one up to the other?
Do you have the clearance to use the flex tubing?
I'd have to cut some of the 7-inch diameter tube coming down from the roof. I'd have to cut a portion of that.
You can use it, but make sure the flex tubing is metal. Do not use any of the plastic flex tubing because you're going to be sucking up grease through that microwave exhaust fan, and that could be very dangerous. So if you use metal flex tubing, you'll be okay.
Okay, well, I'll give that a shot because I know it has to be vent somewhere, and I just don't want it venting up into my attic.
No, absolutely, and it's a good idea to get that out. And a lot of folks have just recirculators, so if you've got the duct going out, the hardest part of this is done, but just connect the missing section there with flex tube, and you'll be good to go.
Okay, well, thank you.
You're welcome, Mike. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Now we've got Helen from California on the line. What can we help you with today?
When I bought this place, I didn't know that I had to, you know, do prep work and stuff on the outside. My other townhouse, I didn't have to do that. But anyway, that is what is required. And so now I have to, see about the planters. And on one of them...
Helen, are you supposed to get on a ladder and patch holes and fix caulking and sand things as well?
No, I have to have somebody do whatever has to be done to get it ready for the painters, which I think...
And how many units altogether?
475.
There's obviously a lot of units. You need to dig out something called your public offering statement, which is a document you would have gotten at the time of closing, and it specifies who needs to do what. But the idea that the homeowners have to do the prep work for the painters is ridiculous. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT. Can't believe she lives in a townhouse complex with all of those units, and they're trying to make the owners do their own paint maintenance. It sounds to me like
a major undertaking.
Yeah, it sounds like a badly managed association.
And what's interesting is I think so many people turn to a building or a living situation where they're getting into the building itself takes care of the maintenance because of a life situation or their age, and now all of a sudden to be told, all right, you got to get out there, fix
that. That's why you pay maintenance fees.
That's crazy.
You know? Yeah. Learn something new every day. All right, Leslie, time to slay an energy myth.
Ooh, okay.
All right, well, the myth is that you want to seal up your house to be energy efficient in the wintertime, including your attic.
I disagree.
Bad idea. A drafty attic actually is one of the most energy efficient things that you can have. Wondering how this is possible? We'll tell you after this. Money Pit.
Dad, can you make sure there are no monsters under my bed?
Anything for you, princess.
Don't forget the dust mites in my pillow. And the pollen, spores, and bacteria in the air.
I'll cast a magic spell to make them disappear.
Dad, this isn't a fairy tale. We need an April Air high-efficiency air cleaner to trap up to 99% of the harmful particles from our air. There's even an April Air electronic air cleaner that traps viruses.
Protect your family from bacteria, viruses, and other airborne impurities with an April Air high-efficiency air cleaner. April Air, the best in indoor air comfort.
The best things in life really can be free. We have a new membership program here at the Money Pit, and we are so sure that you'll save money as a member, we're going to let you try it for free for a month.
That's right. You can try out our membership program for 30 days totally free. We've partnered with the American Homeowners Association to create a program that will save you big money on everything you buy for your home, even your groceries. So grab a pen because you will want to write this number down.
You'll not only save money, you'll make more confident decisions about a remodeling, repair, or maintenance contractor and a lot more. And when you hire a contractor through our referral service, you're going to get a $1,000 guarantee that the job gets done right.
That's right. With our new Money Pit American Homeowners Association membership, you can also save on eyeglasses, contacts, and vision care, and even save hundreds a month on groceries.
And check this out. If you're among the first 1,000 listeners to sign up, you're also going to get a Zircon Laser Ball 360 laser level and Zircon's very hot I-60 one-step stud sensor. It's a $50 value.
So call 1-866-732-5466. That number is 1-866-REAL-HOME.
But you'll have to be one of the first 1,000 members, so call right now, 1-866-REAL-HOME.
Somewhere, a guy is tossing his golf clubs into the water. But you, you'd rather build, say, a burled maple coffee table. Ryobi Woodworking Tools lets you do it. Ryobi gives you the power and precision you need to succeed at prices that help you get going. Of course, there's still some equipment involved, but it's power tools, and you don't have to wear those funny clothes to use them. Ryobi Power Tools. Professional features, affordable prices. Ryobi. Exclusively at the Home Depot.
That's just beautiful.
Wouldn't it be great if you never had to worry about running out of hot water? Do you want to pay less money to heat water for your home? How about this, a $300 credit on this year's taxes? All of those things can be yours with a Rheem tankless water heater.
A Rheem tankless water heater is backed up by more than 80 years of trusted quality and a reliable reputation, and provides as much hot water as you want when you want it. You can run the dishwasher, your washing machine, and shower at the same time and still have plenty of hot water left over. And Rheem tankless water heaters qualify for a $300 federal energy efficiency tax credit through the end of 2007. So if you're in the market for a new water heater and you never want to run out of hot water again, now is a great time to go tankless.
Plenty of hot water, energy efficiency, and a $300 tax credit. What more could you want? Relax, it's Rheem. Visit Rheem.com to learn more. That's R-H-E-E-M.com.
This portion of the Money Pit is brought to you by April Air, makers of professionally installed high-efficiency air cleaners. For more information, go to aprilair.com. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show. Our next program, The World of Spackle, and you. If you don't want to miss it, the number is 1-888-MONEYPIT. 888-666-3974. Only kidding. You like that, right?
It sounded disastrous and fun, and maybe there would be funny images. I was like, I like this.
This will prevent a disaster. If you call us right now at 888-MONEYPIT, we're giving away the Handy Toolbox prize package from Minwax, worth almost $150, pretty much a selection of every possible wood stain and protective finish you'll ever need in your home improvement life, all packaged up in convenient half-pint cans. So, see, the good news is you'd have a color stain for everything, but you could only do small projects. We'd have to do this checkerboard thing because you only get a half pint of each. Yeah, exactly. But it could be interesting. If you want to win it, maybe you are a DIYer, could use that. Call us right now, because all callers to the Money Pit this hour will get their name tossed in the Money Pit hard hat. We'll draw one name out at the bottom of the hour. And if that is yours, you will be getting that prize pack from Minwax worth $150.
All right, great prize. You know, Tom, you and I are always saying it's so important, seal up those drafts, be energy efficient, stop those drafts coming in. But, you know, you say it, I say it, there's one place in the house where having a draft is good for you. It's good for the whole house's system, and it's actually the attic. A drafty attic can actually make your house feel warmer. I know it's crazy, but it's true. Drafty attics, they're going to flush the moisture right out of your insulation, because even slightly damp insulation is going to lose as much as one-third of its ability to insulate.
I think that that is fascinating, because people don't realize that, you know, when you buy insulation, it's measured in R value. Mm-hmm. And so let's say if you have 10 inches of insulation that maybe is an R30 or so, if you add 2% moisture to that, it drops by a third. So now it's like having
R20.
Yeah, well, by R20.
Well, duh, I can't add
to the math.
We've already learned that math is not my strong point.
Yes, but design and decorating is.
See, I could put all of those 12 pints, you know, those mini pints of stain. I'll make you the best patchwork table you've ever seen. But ask me how many squares are there.
That's all right.
I couldn't tell
I'll handle the math, no problem.
So before I got all silly, you really do need to make sure that you've got a good drafty attic. You want it to feel close enough to the temperature that it is outside. Make sure that your attic is well ventilated, reduce that moisture. It's going to make your insulation more effective. It's going to create a warmer house. If you want some more tips, because we've got a lot of them, you can go to moneypit.com and click on tip of the day, and you will find out something new every day, and you can start using them right now.
Or pick up the phone and call us at 1-888-MONEYPIT. Let's get back to the phones. Who's next?
All right, now we've got Lynn in Georgia, who's got a question about patching a hole in drywall. Is there a good story that goes along with this?
Well, yes, ma'am. It's my ceiling in the corner of my bathroom shower.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
I put in a tension rod for my shower to hold the shampoos and things.
Uh-huh.
And when I did that over a period of weeks, I looked up and realized that my ceiling was coming apart.
Oh, too much tension in that ceiling,
huh?
And
now I can see up into the attic. So
right.
I'm not sure what to do about it. We took down the tension rod, obviously, but the ceiling stayed up, the roof did,
right.
And I don't know, do I have to go up from the ceiling to fix it? What's the best way to repair that? And it's a popcorn ceiling.
Oh, no, on top of that.
Ooh, is there a ceiling in the bathroom?
Yes.
Is there a physical hole in the ceiling now where it was?
It came apart in the corners, and so it just lifted up that whole corner and the tape that's there.
Mm, okay, well, what you're going to have to do in this case is, first of all, spray the ceiling, the popcorn, with some water. You put it in a spray bottle, start scraping it off, because you have to get that area smooth. And then this next step is you're going to get some fiberglass drywall tape, which is kind of meshy and sticky, and lay it into the corner where the crack is. And the third step is to spackle above that. You probably need 2 to 3 coats. Do it very, very small, very thin. And then after it's done, sanded, there is some popcorn sort of ceiling repair textured stuff that comes like in a can, and you can squirt it on there to put the texture back. And then the last thing you're probably going to have to do is paint the whole thing, because the color won't match, but you can paint it. Use one of the big slitted rollers that hold a lot of paint and works well around the popcorn.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you want the slitted roller, because the slots on it will open up around each sort of popcorn texture and not pull it off as you're painting it. Because if you use a basic roller, it's going to pull all of it off. It's going to be a giant mess.
I had thought about taking the popcorn off of that bathroom. I did in my other bathroom.
Oh, yeah.
And I listened to your show, and I also heard how you were telling someone to first put on kilts or something to lock in so the moisture doesn't get down, and then paint with the ceiling paint and with a regular paint, a good paint. Well, I did that, and it's lumpy, number one. I didn't do a very good job. After I put the regular paint on, then I could see all the blemishes on my nice, flat, not flat ceiling. And
did you use a paint with a sheen?
I did not. I tried to use just a flat paint. You know, well, actually, it has a little tiny bit. It's probably the next one up.
Okay, like an eggshell or a sateen.
Yes, I used an eggshell. That's what I used.
Yeah, well, the eggshell sometimes gives a texture of its own, because that's why they call it eggshell, because it sort of has that textury type surface to it. You really want to make sure that once you get that popcorn off, if you've got any odd spots, sand them down. Make sure you really pay attention to it. And again, use that primer and use the sealing paint and go with a flat finish, and it should do the trick. I mean, you're never going to get it perfect because of all that texture that was there, unless you put up new drywall.
Oh, so is there a product that I could have kind of a wavy ceiling that wouldn't attract all the dirt that I could just paint over?
A wavy ceiling. Something with another type of texture?
Correct. That wouldn't, yes, that would be easier to wash, but give it some texture so it would camouflage the mistake.
Well, there is texture, you know, additives to paint that you could add in there, but I do think that they are difficult to clean.
Well, but also if you put a whole entire coat of spackle on the ceiling and get those texturing tools, you know, just like the sponge or that round brush, you can make little swirls. Like, you can make a texture out of spackle.
Yeah, I actually did that in my dining room, and it still looks good many years later. But it's hard to clean.
It can't be worse than popcorn.
No, nothing is.
No. Lynn, thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT, 888-666-3974. I actually answered this question on my AOL blog a couple of weeks ago
about
moving a popcorn ceiling. So go to the AOL real estate section, click on my picture, and you can find the answer right there.
Thank you.
Let's see, bell bottoms, peace signs, and fringe. What does that remind you of?
Ooh, the early 70s?
Yeah, and so does paneling. Wondering what to do about yours? We're going to tell you after this.
You live in a money pit.
The Money Pit is being brought to you by, well, by us. Save hundreds a month on groceries, not to mention significant savings on home improvement products and services with your new Money Pit American Homeowners Association membership. And get $50 in Zircon tools if you join in the next 30 minutes. Call now, 866-REAL-HOME. That's 866-REAL-HOME. Now here are Tom and Leslie.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Call us now at 1-888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974. Give us a call with your home improvement question. Let us help solve your do-it-yourself dilemma. But you say, I'm too shy to call. Well, you can go to our website at moneypit.com, and you can shoot us an email. Hey, do you know, it's time to think about getting your home heating appliances ready. You need to keep in mind also, though, that this is the prime time of year for a very deadly situation, carbon monoxide. So we want to remind you that this gas cannot be smelled, it can't be seen, and it can definitely kill you. So in our very next e-newsletter, we're going to give you some tips on how you can make sure that your heating appliances are up to snuff, including the importance of purchasing a carbon monoxide detector. So if you don't have one, go out this weekend and pick one up. It's a great investment. If you want to sign up for the newsletter, though, you got to head over to our website, and that is at moneypit.com. The carbon monoxide tips will be in the next issue.
All right, and while you're at moneypit.com, like Tom said, you can shoot us an email by clicking on Ask Tom and Leslie, and we've got one here from Robin in Ohio who writes, we are finally getting around to refinishing our basement. It's already got the 70s paneling, like we were going to suggest that. Ooh, you should put a paneling down there. My husband and I don't like it, and we don't like the idea of painting it. Would it be better to remove the paneling and put up drywall, or can we just put the drywall up over the paneling? And is there a special drywall that would be better suited for basements?
Yeah, actually there is. So, okay, you don't want to paint it because that's obviously one thing that you can do. Now, if you want to remove it, I think that there's really a no-lose situation here because you're saying that you're going to put drywall up regardless. So we want to try to get the paneling off. And paneling that's nailed on is easy to take off. Paneling that's glued on is hard to take off. But it doesn't really matter in your case because even if it is glued, you're going to end up pulling some of the paper of the original drywall off with you. So we would say, yes, go ahead and remove the paneling regardless of how it's attached to the wall. Also remember that you're going to have to extend out the outlets and the light switches because now the drywall will probably be thicker than the paneling.
And any trimming that you have down there, you might have to get longer lengths or pieces together just to make up for, even though it's a slightly thicker profile now on the wall, you'll still find you're a little bit short on any sort of baseboard or crown moldings that you might have had there originally. And as far as a special drywall, there absolutely is one. Georgia Pacific makes one called DensArmor Plus. And what's interesting about this drywall is that it's paperless. And paper, we know, is the big food source for mold with moisture. So if you can get rid of that food source, In this case, using a fiberglass face drywall, you will be great for the basement.
All right, let's take an email here from Cheryl in Louisiana. She says, I recently bought an investment home, and I'm in the process of renovating. I noticed that most of the doors in the home refuse to stay open. Ah, maybe they're possessed. They tend to drift closed unless they are propped open. What can we do to get these doors to remain open? Well, the reason that is happening is because the jamb, that's the hinge side of this, is out of level. If the jamb is leaning one way or the other, probably if it's leaning in towards the rest of the door, it's going to force the door to close on its own. So the solution would be to level that jamb. Now, that's difficult to do when it's trimmed, but what you can do is you can shim out the hinges. So you want to put a level on the door when it's open and then shim out the hinges a little bit of time till it's nice and straight, and then that will stop the ghost from forcing the door closed.
All right, Cheryl, and enjoy your surprisingly unhaunted home.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show. Thank you so much for spending this hour with us. Man, we covered a lot of ground. Soup to nuts, floorboards to shingles. This show continues online at moneypit.com, where you can also sign up for our free podcast, the number one ranked home improvement podcast in America. Comes at you free every single week. You can call in also 24/7, 365 at 1-888-MONEYPIT. If we are not on the air when you call, our promise to you is you will get a call back from us to try and answer your home improvement question. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself,
but you don't have to do it alone.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.